Good morning on this Thursday morning, and Steve's thought for the day as we wander through these minor prophets in the Old Testament, just incredible stuff, and reading them again has just been fascinating. So this morning we're on to Obadiah. What a lovely name. I think it's probably the shortest one of the lot. It's only 21 verses, but boy, in the few minutes it takes to read it, does it pack a punch. Woo! It hovers around the Edomites, a gang of people mentioned a number of times throughout the Old Testament. If you know your Bible, then they are the descendants of Esau. If you go way back, you've got Jacob and Esau, the brothers, and Esau sold his birthright to Jacob for a bowl of porridge, basically. And the Edomites referred to are the descendants of that same Esau. And you read the book, and it's like all the other minor prophets here, it's quite hard to read. But for me, there's a key verse right in the middle that sort of sums up what I would say it says, the sort of sense and smell and theme of this little book. Because in verse 15 of these 21 verses, it simply says this: as you have done, it will be done to you. So what does that say to me? Well, very simply, it's the whole principle that we often talk about of sowing and reaping. And time doesn't particularly allow me to go into all the individual elements that that are sort of identified here throughout the years of history that have gone between Esau and where we stand now with this book of Obadiah. But underneath it all, this is what the prophet says: you are where you are in your pomp and ceremony and arrogance and all that goes with it, because you've sown and now you are reaping. So, moving away from that to us today, obvious question: what are you sowing and reaping? God's word is described as a seed that can be sown, that will bear fruit for eternal life. So in the widest picture of all, I want to challenge us all this morning that are we sowing God's word as a seed? We've got to read it to sow it, to have a bag full of seed to distribute out. Clearly there's got to be an understanding and knowing, an accessibility to God's word. So in a sense, if people are not reading God's word, then they've nothing in their bag to sow. So let's put it out there first. Let's get hold of God's word. Let's get it in our bag so that we can sow it. In the various hats that we wear, we are those sowers, as parents, as employees, employers, as Christians, as brothers, sisters, neighbours. All them hats that we wear. But I want to read a few verses to you from the New Testament. And this is what it says in Galatians 6, verse 7 onwards. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good. I just think that Paul to these Galatians is suggesting strongly and clearly and understandably, day by day by day, there are opportunities for us to sow goodness, for us to sow the kingdom of God, for us to sow God's word. And then just sit back, let it take root, and see what it produces. So, my challenge to you on this Thursday morning is very simple and very obvious. Get out there, everybody, and sow the good seed that will reap eternal life and kingdom into all those around. Oh, Father, we bless you for the opportunity that we have in the world in which we live, with so many opinions and ideologies and all that goes with it. Lord, that we might be sowers of good seed, which is your word. Make a great day. And obviously today, Carpe Diem, seize it. Speak to you tomorrow.